Hello, my audio boo friends. It's Stefano. If the volume's a little bit low in this recording, it's because I don't have my earbuds with the built-in mic. I'm just using the microphone in the iPhone itself. Well, I want to thank everybody for the wonderful advice on Downcast. After Mac sent his or posted his audio boo, I did exactly what he had suggested, and it's at first it still didn't work. And then I realized that I had created a playlist, and the settings of the playlist had the continuous play disabled for whatever reason. I'm not sure why. And to Simon, I had noticed, and to Sarah, because I think Sarah also sent me a tweet in response to my Downcast audio boo. So I don't want to forget mentioning her as well and thanking her. I had noticed that infinity sign button, that thing lit up at the bottom left-hand side. When I first saw it, I thought that was loop play. It would make sense because it looks like a loop. And so I unclicked it, and then it stopped playing. I went, okay. So I clicked it again and then played. But it still would stop playing for whatever reason. This is what's weird about it. It would make sense. If that's the continuous play button, then it should have continued playing. But even with it lit, it didn't continue playing because I think I was listening to the playlist and the playlist continuous play was disabled. I don't know if it overrode the button in the player. I have no idea. But anyway, at this point, I've got continuous play on my playlist, continuous play on the button, continuous play on the app, and I don't know. I think even the cats are continuously playing now. So anyway, it seems to work. So I'm really, really happy. And what I love about it is, as I'm listening, I've got it deleting or removing the audio boo. Mini casts, or I've also got other podcasts in there too. So as I listen to them, they drop off and it automatically downloads the next batch. Even though it's limited to 30, I've noticed that on the audio boo feed, but my other podcasts, some of them go up into the hundreds of podcasts because unfortunately it doesn't know what I've already listened to. So sometimes I've listened to this one. I've having to go through them all and remove all the older ones that I've listened to, but I don't mind because what an excellent app. The interface could be better. You know, it could be prettier, but I really don't care. It seems to work, and it's exactly what I was looking for. Not only for audio boo, but for everything else. Because I find myself, because I only use Wi-Fi, I don't always have access to the connection to Audio Boo to listen to Audio Boos within the Audio Boo app. So this is great. I'm at home. This thing just beeps. Oh, okay. I know it's all updated. And then if I'm going out, if I'm going for a walk, or if I'm going of late, one of my favorite places to listen to Audio Boos now is doing the groceries. I go grocery shopping and I'm pushing my cart through and I've just got the audio boos playing in the background. It's in my earbuds. It's great. It's a nice distraction and it helps me get over price shock. And phenomenal. Absolutely. I'm really ecstatic. It's a simple little thing, but it's made me very, very happy because I absolutely, one of the things I didn't like was the fact that I felt isolated because the only thing I could do is I would be home. Let's say I'd just get in the car, I'd fire up an audio boo, and start listening to it, and then I could drive away because it had time to load into the iPhone or at that point, the audio boo app, and then it would play the rest of it because it had already preloaded it. But then, of course, I couldn't listen to anything else. So with this, it's wonderful. It downloads everything, and I have to figure out where it keeps the files. Because they're all MP3s, I could conceivably at one point take all the MP3s, say from Octaver, and then burn them onto a CD, which is I plan to do at some point. Because it's almost like having a little mini radio station. You know, all these little mini radio stations playing all sorts of different types of music. It's wonderful. That's it. In fact, I've got to do my Octaver. I don't even know where I'm at now. 22nd, I think. Yes, I need to do my 22nd episode of Octaver. And my 23rd, and today's 24th. So I'm way behind. Way, way behind. And for various reasons, I've been feeling kind of under the weather, so that doesn't help. I've been having a lot of troubles speaking without coughing. And, you know, today's not too bad. I'm still a bit nasally, but I think I'll be able to pull off maybe one or two Octavers this afternoon. And then I was when I did my Octaver on my multitrack, when I first turned it on, I hadn't turned it on in about a week and a half, maybe 2 weeks. I'd forgotten that I had done this. I'd started composing this piece of music for some friends of mine who went to Dharamsala. They actually met the Dalai Lama there, and I was inspired to write some kind of, I don't want to say spiritual. I thought it was going to have a spiritual bent to it because I wanted it to embody the sense of being in Dharamsala, the mountains, perhaps shrouded in fog on an early morning and hearing the Buddhist monks chanting or something to that effect. That's not at all what came out. I like it, and I'm going to keep it as an idea, but that's not at all what came out of this thing. And Mac's suggestion about doing a collaboration, I was floored. I'm absolutely floored to be in such great company of a couple of guys that are such great musicians. And I mean, sure, I'll try my hand at anything. I mean, you know, it's fun. And perhaps Simon and Mark, if you're listening to this particular audio boo, I'll include you in the tags so that you both hear it. Hey, I'm all for it. We just have to figure out a place to put our files and you know who wants to take what, or shall we just you know do a round robin as Mac had suggested, and we. Take the parts and then you'll move it on to the next guy and then move it on to the next guy. And maybe we can add a little bit onto it. I'm not sure. I've never done this before, so it's kind of fun. It's, you know, a bit nervous, a bit adventuresome. It's great. Sounds like a great idea anyway. All right, so I'll leave you all be. And I'm hoping you're having a great day. The weather here is unbelievable today. A little bit on the cool side, and I'm about to go and see a client in about an hour or so. He's got a website that went down because of a hacker, and we're taking the opportunity to rebuild the website from the ground up. Completely different. So that should be exciting. All right, I'll catch you all later. Bye.